Hala Mustafa met with Israeli Ambassador Shalom Cohen last month in her office at the semi-official and wholly powerful Al Ahram Media in Cairo. The meeting violated a long-standing rule of Egypt's press syndicate, or union, that forbids any contact between its members and Israelis. Mustafa, who edits Al Ahram's Democracy magazine, says the position, taken in 1983, is not in keeping with national interests.
I think that Egypt, since it represents the moderate trend in the region, adopt the dialogue as the method and as a tool to deal with the world. I think we have, as individuals, the right to follow the same policy or to adopt the same way of thinking.
Egypt's relations with Israel are among the strongest in the Arab world. Cairo prides itself on its role in trying to restart stalled peace talks, and just this week has been trying to mediate a calm between Palestinians and Israelis over Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque. The two also have strong economic and scientific ties. But members of the press syndicate argue that cultural normalization represents defeat. They want to keep the ban to pressure Israel over the status of the Palestinians and Israel's encroachment in Arab parts of Jerusalem. An editorial in Al Ahram Thursday likens normalization to the defeat suffered by Native Americans who let distractions lead to their doom in the battle against European settlers. Mustafa argues that whatever the original point of the ban, it's been so widely violated as to become meaningless. She notes that among the many Egyptian writers to not only meet with Israelis, but to actually visit Israel, is the chairman of Al Ahram, Abdelmonim Said, the author of that editorial.
That's why I'm talking publicly, clearly, frankly, that this resolution taken by the press syndicate in early 80s should be now revised, should be rethink for the interest of Egypt, for the interest of the peace, for the interest of the future of the young generation and the coming generation.
Mustafa is expected to go before her colleagues Saturday to explain her actions. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.